Yeah, let's do it.
Pre-podcast stretch.
Circles. Reverse.
My chair. What are you doing? I'm trying not to hit my laptop.
Okay, out. Stretch out the chest. Bring the hands together. Bring it to the top.
Kiss. I wish this was on video.
We're ready.
Okay.
Let's make sure in the next place that we live that we actually have a place to where we can actually podcast. Like I say, we get like a nice table, get some background pictures in like a corner or something, set up some chairs.
You're talking like leaving it set up, right?
Yeah, and like leaving it set up or making something, like making a set that we can just put in our closet and then bring it back up. That'd you know?
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. And like have a corner with some lights, the ring lights, use the cameras and stuff like that.
We'd have to buy all that, of course.
Yeah.
I wonder how much money we have on Anchor right now. Probably like $2.
I was going to say like 210.
Maybe. I thought we broke five.
What the frick? We broke $5? Dude, I have to freaking report that.
Report that to the IRS.
We have to keep it under five. I can't report anything to the IRS. Dang. I'm incognito.
I need money. I'll sell my body for money.
I thought you already did. All right, press play on this mug.
It's already been pressed, buddy. What's up?
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah. It's been pressed.
All right. Did you get the stretch?
Yep.
You got the stretch. No way.
Yep, I did. All right.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's actually freaking hilarious.
We might cut that out anyway.
You freaking got me.
All right.
Holy cow.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Tipper Tangent Podcast. If you're new, this is a off-the-cuff podcast by Jason Richardson. That's me. And Isaac Hennepin. That's him.
That's me.
And we just talk into a mic and put it on the internet. That's the gist of it. If you guys have been here before, you know how this goes. We're just going to talk. So, first off, we haven't put out a podcast.
We're so sorry.
We haven't put one out in 2 weeks. That's too long.
2 weeks? Really? No, it's been three. It has to be three.
I think it was three, actually.
Yeah, it's got to be three.
Including this past weekend.
Yeah.
So we did not podcast because, well, actually, we did podcast. We literally recorded an entire episode with Geography Joel. If you guys remember Joel, we asked him the geography questions, which he answered horribly. We literally did a late night podcast with him. We started around 10:30 and we didn't end until about 1 a.m. Now, that podcast was absolutely hilarious and super fun, but we cannot put it on the internet.
Yeah, unfortunately, there are some confidential things that were said and that were... We would like to keep under wraps.
And I said some things that I regret about people whom I love that I did not mean.
He specifically called out my girlfriend.
I did not call.
He dragged her through the dirt.
I did not call her out. Not intentionally. And she actually listened to that episode and she gave the thumbs up to go ahead and post it. But we didn't feel comfortable posting it and no amount of editing could have saved that podcast. So, hey, if you want... The hidden episode.
Hit us up.
I don't think we'll publish it, and I don't think we'll even edit it to publish it. But if you want it, hit us up, DM us on Instagram, temper_tangent, or email us at tempertangentpodcast@gmail.com, and you could get that a copy of that episode yourself.
Dude, one thing I want... Okay, so giving a little background on that night. When did we end up shirtless? At what point did we go shirtless?
That's another detail about that episode. We... For some reason, decided to do that entire podcast shirtless, and all that did was cause major distractions. Half the podcast is us just laughing, and no one understands.
Oh my gosh. I have never been so mesmerized by Jason's body in my entire life.
He kept calling me out. I kept like, you know when you're shirtless, you just like, I don't know, like you just touch your bare chest or something, like...
So you,
know what I'm talking
you're
about?
Shirtless, you can't help but touch yourself?
No, like if I'm just sitting here at a table and I can't help but just realize that I'm shirtless. So I would just put my hand on my chest.
You were rubbing your pecs a lot.
I was for some reason. I don't know why, but you would not shut up about it.
I know, because it was so freaking hot, dude. I couldn't get over it.
Freaking nasty.
Yeah, it was great.
Anyway.
So let's give a little life update. The prophecy has been foretold. The stars are finally aligning. The eclipse and the stars have finally become one.
My yellow toes have become pink again.
Yes. On that note, Jason and I are finally moving in together.
We are. Life events have made this happen, and I asked everyone else I could, and you were the last one.
For good reason. I mean, for sure, like, obviously, things had to line up for us, and we had been talking about living together for maybe, like, 3 or 4 years.
Ever since we were sophomores in college,
actually. Yeah, seriously. Ever since we were sophomores in college, we just dreamed about living with each other. And
dreamed.
It was a dream for me.
Jason,
okay?
What do you want for Christmas? I want to live with Isaac.
Okay, but why are you talking like that sophomore college?
Mommy, I want to live with Isaac.
No. Who are you, freaking Joel?
Got him.
Got him. He's going to listen to this. He's going to laugh so hard. Anyways, no, I mean, the world cannot be more right with this.
Well, actually, the stars did not fully align because you got to do some finagling to make it work, actually. Yeah, because you bought a beach house.
No. No.
No?
I sold it.
No, you didn't. You did? Really? Holy crap.
No, I didn't sell it.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Dang.
Yeah, you wish. You freaking wish I did. You're just mad that I have a beach house and you don't.
Oh, you're really going to say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't make me say what I said on the last podcast.
I don't remember what you said on the last podcast, to be honest.
Yikes.
Anyways, no. This is a momentous day. This is a momentous time. Everybody should behold the glory that is about to happen.
Yeah. No, it'll be a good time. Yeah. I'm actually glad we're moving because if you listen to every single podcast that we've posted, you could basically find out where I live. We say just enough about where I live where anyone can figure out where I am.
Yeah, if you know my Snapchat, all you have to do is look on Snap Maps and you know where I am.
Okay, isn't that a weird thing? Maybe we could tangent into that.
What?
Like, everyone in our generation is so active on social media that we literally put everything about our lives out there, including where we are. Like, is it not weird that there's facets of social media that pinpoint your exact location all of the time? Like, there's not a better time to be a murderer, pedophile, stalker dude. Like, this is the glory age for those kinds of people because they can find whoever they want.
They can
do whatever they want.
That's Jason's call to action.
I don't support that.
Today is,
if
you're going to be a serial killer, today is the day. This is the day and age to be one.
Sharpen your blades, boys.
Oh my gosh, man. No, no.
Nah, don't do that.
I totally understand what you're saying, though, because I think you and I discovered this when it first updated, but there was an update on Snapchat to where if you clicked on somebody's profile, it would show an arrow to where they are. Do you remember seeing that? I'll pull it out right now.
Interesting. All I know is that they have the Snap Maps. Well, you could hide your location, but that was a function I didn't even know that existed until like a few months after it actually came out. So people had my location for a really long time and I had no idea.
Yeah.
Dude, I had my street address on my Facebook for a long time and my Facebook was not on private. I'm pretty sure for like all three of my middle school years, like, my address was just available.
You were just a target, man.
I guess. Like,
just a freaking walking target.
You could literally go to my Facebook page and find my address. I took it off eventually, but isn't that just weird? People don't care.
No, it's definitely like the out of sight, out of mind thing. I haven't thought about Snap Maps until you brought something up.
You have yours on. Sometimes when we Snapchat randomly, I accidentally click on like your profile and it brings it up and I just see where you're at.
Stalking me?
Yeah, I gotta know where you're at.
Yeah. No, I mean,
gotta know if you're cheating on me.
I solely think that Snap Maps was created by a girlfriend of somebody in Snapchat.
Snapchat's just a freaking weird thing anyway. We've talked about that app on here a few times with its creepy, oddly, overly sexual articles. Like the ones that you fall for all the time.
Yeah, they get me every time. What can I say?
No,
boobed granny.
I literally saw, like, I think in the episode where we talked about him, I said something along the lines of like this was the article name that I made up on the spot. It was like, I married my gay dad or something like that. Like, let me tell you why I love my life. There's stupid articles like that. I literally saw one that was like that.
Yeah, it's just, it's news.
It's not news. That is not even news. That is trash.
It's Snapchat news. There's like CNN articles and stuff on it. There's the Daily Wire. There is the, what's the one that it's like the Daily Mail or something like that? Is that Daily Mail?
The Daily Mail. Sure, it's not the Daily Beast or something.
Daily Beast.
Yeah.
What?
That's a publication.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I think it's
trash.
I think it's Daily Mail. I mean, if you get your news off of Snapchat, you're trash.
Yeah.
Got him. You're freaking trash. And I don't know. It's filled with just mindless attention grabbers.
I mean, that's all social media is. Like, it's made our attention spans incredibly small. And you know what? To throw it to like a music point, I've been trying to force myself to listen to music that is like very thoughtful and it takes a while to start.
Okay.
And is like very emotional.
Okay.
But I find it hard nowadays because my mind and my attention span is so...
Like, come on. Let's go.
Yeah, that's why I listen to like either upbeat pop, like rap and metal, heavy metal. It's all fast and they all do things constantly to redraw in your attention. Mm-hmm. But it's like the more methodical like music that is really, really good, it's hard for me to listen to. That's why it's hard for me to read a book, to be like committed to one project. It's because my mind's always jumping to different things.
Dude, I think I forgot how to read. To be honest, like, in all seriousness, I haven't forgotten to read, but I can't sit down and read a book. I literally almost just said watch a book.
Oh my
gosh. I mean, that's my brain. I want to watch something. I want to hear something. I don't want to sit there in a quiet room and read.
Audiobooks.
Okay, but audiobooks is just you're just feeding your what is this? A problem? Feeding your problem?
I don't know.
I
feel like you wouldn't be feeding your problem with audiobooks. I feel like you would be supplementing because at least you would be taking in information from that book. You know what I mean? Like you would get the benefits from reading. It's just that you're listening. And I've been trying to force myself to read, actually, and it's been really good. I think I'm building up a habit.
Really? What do you
read? Random books, anything I could really get my hands on. I have a few over there, no one can see it, but...
Gross.
Why?
Dude, the thought of reading just makes me, like... It just makes me bored. Like, I get bored thinking about reading.
Then get an entertaining book. There's like
how entertaining can a book be?
Same as a movie. Sometimes even more than a movie because they're more detailed.
No.
Yeah, get like a horror book or like a mystery book or something.
I can't see blood flying in a book.
Then you have no imagination. Then that's your fault, buddy.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies, what'd you think about the Mortal Kombat?
Okay, I love Mortal Kombat. And here's why. I had this tradition. So I grew up in Oklahoma, and I moved to Texas in 2009, 2010, okay. I think. But every time I would go back and visit for a summer, me and my buddies, we would stay up until midnight, watch one of the old Mortal Kombat movies, like the ones from the 80s and the 90s. They were terrible. Mm-hmm. They were literally terrible. Bad acting, bad everything. Like it. Even the voice dubs and the voiceovers were like not matching with the mouths. The story was non-existent, and women were just overly sexualized.
Yeah,
we would literally stay up, play the game, and then watch the movie until like 6 a.m. all night, and then we would crash. We'd just stay up and drink Red Bulls and Monsters, watch it, laugh at the movie, and just be delirious in the morning and. It was a good time. So Mortal Kombat has a special place in my heart because of that, and the new one was literally just everything I expected. It sucked, but it was good. It was so bad, it was good, in my book.
I'm sure if you don't know what Mortal Kombat is, you've probably seen the ads everywhere. You kind of get the gist of what it is. I was thinking about this. I honestly think that the Oscars and like the Academy Awards, the movie award shows, should have another category. And that category is specifically called bro movies.
Bro movies.
There is a genre, or a subgenre if you want to call it so, of a movie that is specifically geared for the minds of the bros.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah, the ones coming to mind, Mortal Kombat's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Pacific Rim.
Oh, dude, Pacific Rim is such a bro movie, man.
Dude, it sucks. That movie sucks.
It's so great, though.
Oh, it's terrible.
Honestly, I think Godzilla kind of falls in that too.
Yeah.
That was a good freaking movie too. I mean, the bros just love cracking open a cold one, watching a huge ape grab an axe made out of a prehistoric spine and blowing up just destroying a nuclear reptile.
Yeah.
Dude, there's nothing more BA than that.
Pretty much.
It's just for the bros. I can't think of a girl or a girlfriend or somebody that, you know, like in the mainstream of like thought of women, it's not like,
yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, I want to see that movie. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, babe, you want to go see,
but if you are, if you are, email us at tipretentionpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. We want to ask you a few things.
We'll have you on the show.
Yeah. No, but like when we had to go see Mortal Kombat, our girlfriends were with us, you know, my girlfriend and Joel's girlfriend.
And my brother.
And your brother. And you. Anyway, oh my gosh, that's so funny. Anyways, I solely think that our girlfriends went just because we were going.
No, they were. I remember talking to your girlfriend after the movie, and we were just talking about what we thought of it. And she was like, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't blame you.
Yeah, no. Meanwhile, while you were talking with her in the hallway at the movie, I was in the bathroom, spread eagle at the urinal with some other dude talking about the movie. And he's like, yeah, man, that was such a sick movie.
Of course.
I was like, yeah, I love that kill, man, when her body was split in half. And
yeah.
Spoiler, but it just goes to show you that there is a specific type of movie that is made for the bros. And that should be a goal of some producers and directors. And there should be awards given out for it.
Sure. Let's hold our own. Let's do the Tipper Tangent Movie Awards.
The Bro Awards.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Speaking of the bros, check out...
Oh, yeah.
the last published podcast where we wrote a song live. And that song's called The Bros, actually.
Yeah, we need to throw something up on...
Actually, no, I think it'll be playing at the end of this episode. I'm not sure if we decided if we're going to use that as our end song or not.
No, we totally should. I mean, it's such an anthem, man. If you listen to the last podcast that we published, we sat down and we wrote a song that was given us by random generators.
Yep.
And so... You get to see our Jason and I's songwriting process on how
a portion of our songwriting process.
Yes, it was a very polished portion.
There was a lot of there's a lot of nuances that we didn't capture. I mean, obviously we went in and we actually recorded it.
Yeah,
and we actually mixed it and we actually edited it.
Right.
And all that, and that wasn't captured. It was basically just the writing the process, song part, yeah. not the. Creating.
I think songwriting is so glorified and so prettied up than what it really is.
Yeah, like if you listen to that podcast, it's literally us just throwing, like verbally throwing out ideas and doing it. I mean, I guess you could say that we're a little experienced, so we are able to do that. As opposed to some people may have to like think about
it. Well, we are acclimated to each other. So
no, we are. But for example, we were like, oh, key of B. Or was it B-flat?
Yeah, B-flat probably.
Yeah, we were like, okay, the key of B, whatever. And then I knew what to play, and he knew what to sing. And then talked about a concept, and Isaac knew how to put that into a melody.
Yeah.
Things like that. And that all comes with experience.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to hype us up. We actually suck.
Yeah. We do kind of suck in our own way. But it's just two dudes sitting in a room. Writing music, man. If we had some ghostwriters like some bands do, then it'd be pretty easy to make some music and make some bangers.
It would.
One of the benefits of being in a label.
Yeah, and having some money behind you.
Yeah.
Money could do anything.
Money can do anything.
Literally.
Literally. I saw a thing, man. Do you think that money can buy happiness?
We talked about this.
Did we?
We literally did, and I'm going to say what I said verbatim on that episode.
Sure.
Money can buy happiness, but it can't buy joy. And joy and happiness are two completely different things.
Sure.
Happiness comes and goes. Joy is something that will stick with you.
I remember you saying that.
Yep.
But I was thinking about it today. Oh, no, not today. It was a couple of days ago. I saw this. That's another thing I want to bring up. I saw this thing on Instagram where, you know how like they have meme pages and you can go through specific memes on a post and stuff like that. There was one that was just like, money can buy happiness and I don't care what you say, period. I was like, okay, well, that was super annoying, but kind of true. Like, I don't know. I really do think money can buy happiness, but to your point, it can't buy you joy. And I totally understand. And joy comes from something else that's not physical. But another thing that I wanted to bring up to you. I finished Infinity War and Endgame, right? I don't think Thanos is that much of a bad guy.
Thanos did nothing wrong?
I honestly don't, dude. And the more I think about it, the more I drive down I-35, the more I stand outside and listen to this world, the more I agree with him.
Well, you live in a metropolis, dude. We are in the Metroplex. There's going to be some traffic and overcrowded places. Like,
no, I'm not talking about traffic. Traffic I can deal with. I'm just talking about the people. Like, honestly, dude, what would you think if this world was like cut in half and like had half the population?
Yikes.
What do you think that would look like?
I think it would have half of the creativity. Maybe
but
half.
But that's more room for more creativity.
Well, it depends on the people. Are you talking like physically? It's like, oh man, are we losing Australia? Because all my favorite music comes from Australia, basically.
That is so weird. That's true.
Dude, there's something in the water over in Australia. They got some talent over there.
Especially in the metal industry.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It's just everybody's angry.
In a lot, well, dude, I almost said Austria. Australia is a metal place, dude. Everything there could kill you.
Geography question for Joel. Where is Australia?
Central Europe. No, Austria is a beautiful place, actually. I've been there.
Bucket list for me. I have never.
Dude, it's phenomenal. It's like the stereotypical European experience. Okay, now that we're talking about the world and like what would happen.
We are going everywhere today.
No, that's fine. We literally walked in and had no idea what we were talking about.
True.
But one thing, my first journey overseas really shed some light. I was expecting like ultra foreign place where everyone's attitude and face and the landscape is just so different from America. That's what I thought. But I got there and it's like, grass is grass. Dogs are dogs. They just act the same. People are people. They're just trying to get by. I mean, there's a lot more. It's old. It's just old over there. Everything's old. The infrastructure, the buildings, it's old. There's a lot of history. The people there, they live a little more less of a, I don't know. Definitely less materialistic where I was. And like people just didn't have a lot of things like what we had. But anyway, yeah, Austria was dope. Cobblestone roads, streets, really tight-knit buildings, like that typical European like town stuff. Mountains were gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, you could just follow a road and go into the countryside and find this little hamlet of a town.
Yeah.
And you walk in, and it's got some crazy history, and then they just sell the best food randomly. It was great.
That sounds.
Shout out to Monsey in Australia, or not freaking Australia, Austria. Little mountain town. It's about an hour away from Red Bull headquarters, actually.
Red Bull is in Austria?
Yeah, their headquarters.
Really?
They got this dope-looking building with these giant cans of Red Bull that are these fountains that are just shooting water, and it's in this huge gated part overlooking a lake in these misty mountains. Well, it was misty when I was there.
Misty mountains.
It was sick. No, it was so cool. And we went to this little hamlet called Monsey, and they were known for their peach cobbler. Oh, dude. It was magical.
Don't they call their living spaces like flats or something?
I think in the UK, right?
Flat?
Yeah, like a flat.
Because I know some people who talk about it and they're just like, yeah, I went back to my flat.
It sounds like a UK
thing. Is that like an apartment?
Yeah, I think it's an apartment or a loft or something.
were there many apartments where you were? Like, was it more like brick buildings, like the stereotypical World War II buildings that you see in like the movies?
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was. Although when you walk around, it looked like a lot of people lived in some of those areas, like mm-hmm. in the town centers. I don't really know where people lived, but right. no, we did see a lot of apartments. Like there okay. are industrial parts. Like when we were leaving the airport, there were like apartment buildings everywhere.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if their apartments are super expensive like the ones here in the US.
I don't know.
Dude, apartments suck.
Here?
Yeah. Yes, man. It's so annoying trying to get to apartments. It's like, not only can you find a decent house because of how competitive the house market is, but getting an apartment that fits you perfectly is practically impossible.
Oh, it's so hard. That's why I've always stayed away from apartments. Mm-hmm. That's why I moved into a townhome. Because it's just more homey to me. Like, an apartment can't feel like home to me. Of course, I'll do what I have to do. Like, if I need to live, I'm going to live in an apartment. Yeah. Like, I'm not bashing anyone who's living in an apartment.
For sure.
But personally, it's like, I don't really feel home at an apartment. I don't know why.
No, it's just stacking people on top of each other, man. It's like, the more I think about it, the more Thanos comes into mind.
Do you want to kind of extrapolate what you were trying to say with that?
With Thanos?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, man. It's just, we are, in the country, at least, is becoming so congested. There's, like...
Are you talking about in the country? Like the rural places or in the United States?
Like in the United States. Okay. The country itself has been, is getting more and more congested. And we are not stopping.
Dude, that's because you're used to DFW.
No, everywhere.
Dude, DFW is one of the fastest growing areas in the United States. So we are getting so many people moving down here.
Yeah, like, stop moving to freaking Dallas, people.
Yeah, I mean, we have hundreds of Fortune 500 and like multinational corporation headquarters. Like, we could throw a rock in the sky and probably hit one. I'm serious. So that's going to inevitably draw a ton of people to come live here.
What Fortune 500 can we throw a rock at? Because I kind of want to.
Well, I don't know if they're Fortune 500, actually.
Who?
Toyota. They're right down the highway from us.
That's like pretty big.
The Toyota.
Yeah, Toyota headquarters are in the colony / Frisco.
And we have a Liberty Mutual regional headquarters.
That's true.
And we have Frito-Lay. And we have Pepsi. And we have Mary Kay.
Yeah.
Literally so many. We can name so much.
Dude, yeah.
Tyson.
Mike Tyson. We have Mike Tyson. That's awesome.
Nah, screw that guy.
No. Whoa. Yeah. Washed up freaking Mike Tyson. Dang.
No, I have a lot of friends who are big Mike Tyson fans. So if they're listening to this, I'm sorry.
Nah, Mike Tyson's pretty cool, I guess. Whatever. Anyways, to my point, sometimes I'm just laying in bed hoping for just a snap.
Oh my gosh.
I'm serious, man.
Why? Do you not like people?
I'm going to be honest. If you're listening to this, odds are I probably will not like you.
Yikes. That's bad for our fan base.
I mean, obviously I'm going to like...
You're so mean.
Obviously I'm going to like you if you like our podcast and I'm going to talk
about our fans.
Oh my
gosh. Okay. So you only like people who support you. That's what you're saying.
Doesn't everybody?
Ooh, isn't that a sad truth?
Boom.
Dude, that's just
I'm bringing
truth.
Heat to the freaking mic. Yeah.
Well, okay. No, there's an argument there actually.
What?
I would be...
What is the freaking argument? That people don't like people that don't support them?
Or, yeah, I guess. Like, do people only like other people because of what they could get out of the relationship?
Duh. Hmm. That's all freaking people want. That's
except
all
for
freaking,
that's all, except okay. for family.
Even with family, it's not the case sometimes. All people want is something from somebody.
Dang.
All I want from you is your body.
Yikes. Well, you haven't gotten that.
Until I get it.
That's creepy.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I don't want your body. I want your mind.
Oh, okay.
I want your beautiful mind. No. Well, I'm serious, man. I guess you could say I'm one of those people, but I have a hard time liking people. Like, when we go out, I'm having a good time with everybody, but if I hear something like over my ear, or if I hear like a freaking baby crying, or if I hear like a a loud, obnoxious girl laughing at the table, I'm just like, can you shut the frick up, please?
That's actually true. Dude, you do that all
like,
the time.
Okay, there was a guy in the theater who was on his phone.
Yeah, he was to my right.
Okay, this is not really about this guy or about what we're talking about, because everybody hates people that talk in the theater.
Okay, yeah, this guy, he crossed some boundaries here. Go ahead.
Okay. So not only, like, I'm not going to mention much, but just walking right in, me looking at him, I could already tell I wouldn't like him.
Why?
He was, why? I'm not going to say why. No,
you judged a book by its cover. No,
I freaking judged the book by its cover, and it was exactly right.
Oh my gosh.
You can't, no. You cannot say that biases and, is it prejudices?
Yeah.
Prejudices exist for one reason, and that's because they're truthful.
What do you mean by that? Be careful when you say that.
I'm just saying that. I'm just saying that. I'm just saying
that. Are you saying that about this particular
guy?
I'm
saying about that okay. particular person.
Okay, that's a big freaking statement, though.
That's all I'm about, baby, is big freaking statements.
Okay, well, you said something huge that could be misinterpreted.
Did I say something huge?
Yes. Okay, I'm just going to say it. This guy was on the heavier side.
No. Okay, no.
I'm just going to say it, and that's why you don't like him.
That's not true.
Because he's fat.
No,
well, yes,
get
I'm
your
calling
finger
you
out of
right
my
now.
Face. Okay, no, you are taking
okay.
this.
Okay, no, then what about him did, what about him made you go like, yeah, I don't like this guy, before he did this action?
He sat down, he was alone. Never trust a person that goes to the movies alone. I'm serious, you don't ever trust a person that goes to the movies alone. Oh. Because one, they're probably a weirdo, or two, they're lonely as frick and nobody likes them.
Okay, what if they're just confident within themselves and they just want to go out and have a good time? What if they're new to the area because they found a better job here?
Obviously, he was not new to the area because his freaking phone was blowing up, dude. Okay.
Okay.
Let's get down to the problem
of this. You're
making
a generalization here, buddy.
That was right.
Oh, okay. About him being annoying, not that he was a loser.
Oh, he's a loser. I'm going to say it. If he ruined any part of my day, he's a loser. Anyways.
You were... Oh, dude, I almost said a bad
word. Yeah, dude,
freaking
Thanos. Put me on one of his people. I'm like a person of Thanos. Anyways, like, give me the freaking Infinity Gauntlet. I don't care who it wipes out. But this guy was sitting in his chair, and he gets a phone call at the beginning of the movie, or like middle of the movie. And not only does he try to ignore his phone, or he doesn't try to ignore his phone, he answers it in the middle of the movie, and freaking talks for like 5 minutes on the phone.
Yeah, actually, that was very annoying. Like, who answers a phone call in a movie? He didn't get up. He just sat there and he talked on his phone to whomever.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Like, and that's messed up. That's rude.
We were looking at him. Like, all of us on our row were literally leaned over from our seats and looked at him on purpose to try to, like, get him to understand that he is being a freaking idiot and that he needs to get the frick out of the theater if he's going to talk on the phone. That freaking idiot. Anyways, Yikes. Dude, some people just PO me, man.
Dude, you got the temper tonight.
You got me started on a topic. Anyways, not only does he do that once, he puts his phone away. 10 minutes later, gets back on his phone again. He got on his phone twice. Did you not realize that?
On the phone?
On the phone twice. He was on the phone twice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know why I'm getting so upset about this, man.
I know.
No, okay.
You're mad.
Okay. Okay. Thinking about it, that was probably one of the worst movie theater experiences that a group collectively have experienced in a long time.
Actually, yeah.
One, our food didn't come out in a timely manner. Maybe yours did, but ours didn't.
Okay, yeah, y'all's didn't, because I remember I finished my meal, and then I saw the person walk in front of me, and I was like, wow, the movie's like almost over, and y'all just got your food.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And then, like, I asked for a refill of a drink. It took 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Dude, that's so annoying. And then, to make matters worse, I feel really bad for this guy, because he got the heat from Geography Joel, but
but
also, dude, I just feel bad for this guy, because he looked like he just had the world against him. Like, you know, some people are just out in this world struggling just to be normal, You know what I mean? Like, not normal, but like they're struggling to be a functioning member of society.
I guess.
There are some people like that, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel bad for this guy because he looked like one of those dudes. And again, I'm stereotyping and I'm just assuming. But dude, man, this guy almost tripped over my feet and tripped over my legs and spilt my drink on me. For which, if that had happened, there would have been very bad consequences for him. But
what would you have done?
What would I have done?
Yeah.
Dude, I would have gotten the guy fired. I seriously would. I would have.
You're a dirtbag.
I would have stood.
No,
up.
You're all no. Bark, no bite.
That's
I know
not
you.
True.
No, you
that
are all bark,
true.
No bite.
No.
You would have been
no.
pissed. You wouldn't have done anything.
Are you kidding
no,
me?
No, you would have. You probably would have said something mean, but you would have gotten up, dried off, and came back to the movie. You would have not grabbed the manager. You are all bark,
no, I would have
no bite.
I would have freaking stood up in the middle of that movie, made him stop the movie, and made everybody point at that guy and laugh at how big of a loser he is.
Oh,
I'd have
no.
been like, everybody point and laugh at this guy because he sucks.
No.
Yeah, that's what I did. I would have made him cry and I would have made him leave and want to quit.
No, you're sounding more mean than what you actually are.
No.
Honestly.
Okay, but this dude not only tries to do that to me, not tries, but accidentally does it to me.
He did do it.
But he did it to Joel.
Yeah, he did.
Literally spilt an entire 32-ounce drink on Joel's crotch.
Yeah, he was like, Paris isn't the capital of Italy, you idiot. Then he poured it on him.
Yeah, he's like, I'm here from the podcast. Yeah. And just spilled Pepsi all over Joel's crotch.
He was Joel's old geography teacher. He was getting revenge.
Plot twist.
Yeah.
He takes off the mask. He's like, Joel.
You failed my class, Joel.
Yeah, but anyways, man. Some of those experiences make me wish that Thanos is real and that there was an Infinity Gauntlet out there sometimes, man.
No. I mean, I don't know.
Have you ever listened to villains in movies and just like, they're kind of right.
No, there is an argument for the whole Thanos thing. I think there's an entire subreddit on Reddit called Thanos Did Nothing Wrong. That's an actual subreddit, and the argument is about overpopulation.
Well, yeah, what does Thanos say in the movie? It's like, they call him like a madman, but he's like the only one that
knows. He's like the only one who
sees
what
it.
Was it? It's not. He's the only one who has like the guts to do it, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. But
or the only one who has the strength to do it, or something like that.
I am a Thanos fanboy. I'm gonna say it. I agree with him.
Stupid thing to say.
What?
I mean, it's interesting. People do the same thing with Star Wars.
What about Star Wars?
That the Empire was right.
Okay, but what exactly about the Empire was right?
That the galaxy needed to be under one leadership because it was chaos.
Okay,
like
but that's...
like a one-world government type
that's
thing.
That's space communism. And nobody likes communism. Well, Thanos never... Okay, we're getting into freaking arguments about Thanos and Star Wars here. What the heck? Anyways... The reason I like Thanos' argument is because he's not wiping out government. He's not trying to do communism. He's not trying to do dictatorship. He doesn't want to rule the world. He literally just wants to make the universe half. He wants to split it in half.
So it could survive.
So it can survive.
Yeah. You know, that's the whole moral dilemma where it's like the greatest good has the greatest sacrifice.
Dude, I'm serious. Like,
hey, excuse me.
You okay there?
Oh, yeah.
Dang, dude.
The snap. Right. It's happening.
I'm killing him.
Wait, what was that thing Spider-Man said? He was like,
it's like, I don't feel, oh, Mr. Stark.
I don't feel so good.
I don't feel so good.
Dang it. I wish I
cried.
That.
Dude, I freaking cried.
Anyway, man, what was I going to say? Oh, dude, people actually have to make those decisions. Isn't that crazy?
What do you mean?
Like decisions where it's like the greatest good in this moment is actually going to cost some lives. Like, that happens, man. People in power. People in government.
I mean,
that's a real-life thing.
War.
Yeah, and war, I mean...
There's always going to be those freaking hippie idiots. They're going to be like, yeah, peace, man. Don't do war. Okay, but are we just going to sit here and let somebody else destroy us?
Yeah.
I mean,
it depends on the context.
Depends on the context. I for sure agree. Like, starting war for an unjust cause... is not worthy of war.
No, like World War II was justified.
For sure. I mean, it threatened the entire world.
Yeah, the planet.
That was a world war.
Yeah, the whole
man.
World was
If we didn't do anything, we would have... What are we going to be? Nazism right now? Like, would we be Nazism. Freaking Nazis right now?
Probably. Hey, you're blue-eyed brown hair, dude, you would be a freaking...
Oh, yeah.
You'd be Han Hennepin.
Gosh, dang it, I already got the last name.
Yeah, you literally do. Han Hennepin. And yeah, dude, you'd be up in that Third Reich, honestly.
But hello, my name is... Hello. No,
let's not talk about Nazis on this podcast. We'll get shut down real quick. Anyway.
Ikaiza Han Hennepin.
Oh, my gosh.
Du bist?
Nine?
You anyway. Said no.
Yeah, I know. Dude,
you're such an American.
And you're German?
Ich sprechen Sie Deutsch, ja?
You took one German class in high school. That doesn't mean
ich anything. Sprechen Sie Deutsch, ja?
Nein.
Ich sprechen Sie Deutsch, ja?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways.
What was I going to say? I was about to say something important.
You said you were talking about that people have to make hard decisions, and I brought up war.
Yeah. I feel like I was about to say something about Germany.
Dude, I had to freaking make a hard decision this morning, man.
Whether to go to work
in bed.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm glad that that's my hardest decision of the day.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to go anywhere for work. You work from home.
I literally have to roll out of my bed. Sometimes I don't even get out of my bed.
Yeah. Well, I just got back from a vacation, so I was kind of ready to go to work. I felt so rejuvenated. Was it a vacation? Yeah, it was a vacation. It was a bachelor party plus a day off.
That's true. What did you do on your day off?
My birthday.
What does a day off with Jason Richardson look like?
Oh, man.
It's freaking wild.
Can't talk about
Wakes up at 11, sits down, drinks a pot of coffee, and probably plays Dark Souls. Sits with his guitar.
We'll get taken off the air if I tell you what I did.
Oh, frick. Why wasn't I invited?
No, it's just chill. I ran some errands, worked
finished
out.
Finished with those errands?
I'm never finished with errands. Ran some errands, picked up my car from the shop.
Is it fixed, by the way? It looked cleaner.
Yeah, they washed it for me.
Did they fix the windshield?
I still need the windshield's actually worse.
No.
Yeah. I don't know where they kept my car in the freaking dealership mechanic place, but my crack grew. That's how good my day
it's
off
freaking
was.
Freaking crack, man. Grew. No, I mean, dude, probably they just were working on another car and they used your car, just set their tools on or something.
Oh, dude.
They're just like, this dumb Hyundai Elantra, man. This is worthless.
Okay, so people are going to know my car, which means they're now going to know which townhome is mine and where I live.
License plate number. No, I don't know your license plate number.
You don't? What kind of a friend are you?
Mine?
I'm not even going to tell you because you don't know mine. That's good of a friend I am. I know your license plate.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know, man. I don't know how we got into this, but for some reason, I was thinking about that because a fun fact about my father,
okay.
the good old John Hennepin,
that name,
my best friend's mortal enemy
is your dad,
is my father. No, they're not enemies. They're actually,
no, me and John,
they're, I guess they're kind of close, but also kind of distant because Jason has this fear of him. It's like a godly fear. It's like you fear him, but
no,
you,
it is
you
not.
Respect him.
No, that is not a godly fear. I do not revere your father.
Oh, man, you should. You freaking should.
I mean, I respect him. I don't revere him.
Anyways.
All hail John Hennepin.
That's a world we do not want to live in. Anyways. For some reason, my dad can't help but talk about the apartments. And it just like, it's so weird. Like, we're in the car together, and when we drive by an apartment, he always has to say, oh man, they're just stacking people on top of each other.
Okay, that reminds me of something that I actually wanted to say earlier. When you said, man, we're just stacking people on top of each other, isn't living kind of sad?
Yes.
Because like, dude, we cram people into these apartments and we literally, we stack us on top of each other. But then if you think a subdivision's better, you go to a freaking subdivision and all the houses look the same in most places. And it's like, man, we're just living in these cutouts.
Are we in a simulation?
No, we are not. That's stupid.
I know it is.
And anyone who thinks that is an idiot.
Yeah. Seriously. If you think,
it's fun to talk about, not going to lie. And there are arguments for it. And I use that term loosely. It's fun to talk about. And we could talk about that too.
We can talk about that. But I want to say this. We've been talking a lot about idiots here. So let's define what constitutes idiocy. Okay? If you think the world is flat. If you think... and this goes...
It is.
And this goes across the entire board of the podcast life. If you think that drinking life water is going to make you any better, you're an idiot.
It's Fiji water.
The Fiji water. Yeah. If you think that drinking a Fiji water is going to do anything better for you than hydrate you, you're an idiot. If what was the other thing? If you go to movies and you talk on the phone, you're an idiot. What's another thing here, Jason?
I don't know. You tell me, buddy. Something about traffic, probably. Oh, yeah. If there's a wreck on the other side of the highway and you stop to look at it, you're an idiot.
If you're Greg Abbott, you're an idiot.
If you're in a wheelchair.
No. Okay, well, that's taking it too far, even for me.
Dude, that's a bull crap. You said worse things than that.
You're right, I have. Oh man, I'm exposing myself. I'm not the cute, chubby little Isaac Hennepin you think I am. I'm not some sultry, beautiful man.
Dude, yeah, you are. You're 550 pounds, 2 foot. 2 foot? 2 feet?
Holy frick, yeah. Man. I'm 2 foot?
Yep.
That's just getting extreme, dude. Like, wow.
And not 550 pounds?
Holy cow, man. I'm a walking oval.
Yeah.
I don't know how that would work. My body is dysmorphed. Anyway. So if you're any of those things, you're an idiot.
If you're any of those people, come on the podcast and defend yourself against Isaac Hennepin.
Here's another one.
How funny would that be? Like some debate, dude, that could be a segment, debating with Isaac Hennepin.
If you think that making money with Forex while talking to people over a freaking FaceTime call is financially smart, you're an idiot. Boom.
Cha-ching. Oh.
If you sell essential oils and you think that they do something for you. If you think rubbing lavender on your skin makes you some type of...
fairy. Then you're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Okay. No, I was literally about to bring that up because I had an argument with that. I had an argument about that at this bachelor party.
With who?
This past weekend. I'm not going to name names.
Okay.
He's actually a podcast host himself, but he has a lot more of a mature and beneficial podcast than we do.
Sure.
But yeah, dude.
That's not hard to beat.
We talked about essential oils because him and his wife use them all the time. And I was in a car with a lot of people who use essential oils. And we also talked about if chiropractors were quacks or not. You know? Because like, there's a huge argument on whether or not chiropractory is a real science or not.
It's just popping bones. But dude, honestly, I'm not going to trust a person that's not a chiropractor to take my neck in their hands and pop my neck.
True, but...
it's a practice. It's a skill. Is it something... Is it like a... oh yeah, it has to be a skill because there's certain way that bones work. There's certain ways that...
if you trace the history of chiropractory, I hope that's the right term, chiropractor... chiropractic.
Capiracy.
I don't know. If you trace spinal manipulation way back into the olden days, it was torture. It literally originated from the same people that would sell like snake oil and like that would try, like consmen. Mm-hmm. That'd be like, hey, look at this snake oil. If you buy it, then it'll cure you of all disease. And they would just go around the Wild West conning people. Yeah. Dude, that's where.
They want to buy my snake oil.
That's where it originated. And. Yeah, it's crazy. So
traveling back poppers?
Well, they didn't pop backs. Well, they did back then. The practice eventually led...
come here, son, and let me pop your back.
Like, it started from fake science, essentially.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And we also talked about essential oils and... I don't know. We've already talked about that on the podcast. It's like an aromatherapy thing, but people push it like a wives' tale, where it's like, if I stick thieves' oil up my nose, then my butt will get bigger.
If that were true, that'd be amazing.
Then your mom would have the best butt.
No way did you just say that.
We're not.
You can't take that one back, buddy. You can't take that one back.
Listens to the podcast.
My dad would freaking love that.
Okay, I wasn't saying that because of anything related to your mom in of itself. I was saying
only that my mom uses essential
oils.
Yes,
that's why I said that. Gosh dang.
Oh, that's hilarious, man. I think we should just end on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to end on that.
Anyways, your mustache is looking pretty good, man.
My mustache?
Man, what's in this crackberry, dude?
Alcohol.
anyways. Yeah.
Hey, you got a stash too. Looking good.
Yeah.
Mine's a little long.
Our stash boys. Should we post it just for funsies?
That'll be our advertisement.
Advertisement.
For this.
Come look at our stashes.
Come look at our stash.
Anyways, it's been a wild podcast. I exposed myself as an evil human being.
You did.
I wasn't really trying to do that until at least a couple more seasons. You know, I wanted to make people think I was actually a pretty good guy.
Nope.
I'm a horrible, awful person.
Yeah. No, he's better than what he talks about. For some reason, he gets loose when he realizes we're putting this on the internet. So
I just want to make people mad sometimes. Have you ever just wanted to make people mad?
No, I've never really cared about what people think.
I don't care what people think either. I just want to make them mad.
Yeah, well.
Anyways.
I want to make people cry.
Dude. Sometimes I have this feeling of wanting to make somebody cry.
No, not in a mean way. Like, pure intense emotion and passion causes them to weep.
You do that to me.
Oh, yeah.
I cry all the time. I just look at you and I'm just like, dude, you're just so beautiful, man.
No. My fat brings you the tears.
The way it just flows on the wind sometimes.
Ew, I'm just my like, ripples.
I'm just like, it's so beautiful. All right. I think it's a good time as ever to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And we'll probably have Geography Joel back on again
for round three technically.
We'll play the bro song that we mentioned earlier in the podcast. And
yeah, and maybe we'll have other guests. We have so many people lined up.
Seriously.
But we're bad about organizing.
So we are really bad. I mean, we're moving. We're both working men.
There's a lot going on. All my friends are getting married, man. They're all getting married.
Who wants to get married?
I know, right?
Dude, I can say so many things right now.
Don't.
Oh, I could say so many things.
Right I wish now. Everyone listening right now, I wish I could have a podcast where it's just you individually. That way I could say anything I want, and I know that's just with you. But
with
this
me?
Is the internet.
With me?
No, for the listener. Like if we had a podcast with each listener individually,
EFT.
And it was only for them.
EFT or NFT.
Oh.
NFT, baby.
But it would have to be about a specific person, and then we would have to give that NFT to them.
Not necessarily.
Kind of cool. Maybe we could
that
do that.
That's cool. Yeah.
We should do that with a song. That'd be dope.
Yeah, but that would be really hard. We're not. Well, people don't like us enough to
I wanted to do that. I wanted to do that with my super prog project, but we'll see.
Ouroboros?
Yes.
Nice.
Check it out. Yeah.
Instagram. I think they follow us. You can go to our Instagram account and follow us.
Yeah. Me and my buddy Alexis.
Also Standridge.
Yep, he's also the drummer Standridge. Yikes, let's not talk about that because the album's not out yet.
It's going to be out. It's done.
No, yeah.
It's done.
We're just freaking lazy. There's just so much going on in life. Anyway.
He's angry. Yeah. Oh, no, he's angry. Okay.
All right, thank you everyone for listening. He's been Isaac.
He's been Jason.
And we are the Temper Tangent Boys.
That was awful, dude. You can't just...
You haven't had a good one in like
four
episodes.
Are you kidding? All of mine are freaking good.
No, they're not. They're trash.
Okay, then he's been Jason.
Goodbye. Sucker, I control the show.
Gosh.
Yeah. It's 12 a.m. and we're showing the signs of stopping. We're turning at... Every place we walk in, it's there.